You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It really is the best morning on Good Morning Football because it's Friday, and I want to thank Kyle Brandt and Tom Pelissero and Maurice Jones-Drew for making this week really fun, never easy at home. Kyle, as you will attest to, lots of children doing manual labor in backyards, and my smoke alarm battery keeps going out because there's a ghost in my house, but Kyle, still so much fun.
So much fun. Maurice had two of his cats were fighting. And I'm not saying that as a euphemism. Yeah. It really did happen. And Pelissero's just been nails. And we've gotten through it. It's been a hell of a week. Let's finish strong.
Let's go at GMFB Lead Block Friday.
Lead Block.
Lead Block.
Lead Block.
Yeah, MJD, a man of few words here to start the show. Well, how about this? Six-time Pro Bowler Tyreek Hill. We know he was introduced yesterday as the newest Dolphin wide receiver. Not official until you get the signing pick, and here it is. It's a good one, a four-year, $120 million smile. And he spoke to the media. He was asked how tough it was to leave Kansas City for Miami. Take a listen.
It's tough, man, but if somebody comes to you with a lot of money, it changes. The feelings started to change a little bit. Now let me stop. But it definitely was tough, man. They definitely want to put all the right pieces around the quarterback because the quarterback is the most important player on the field. You know, having myself to run and a few more other pieces that were already here, like you definitely can tell that the owner want to win. Coach McDaniels, Chris Greer, all of those guys want to win. So we just all looking forward to the challenge, to the journey, and I can't wait to work, man.
There's Tyreek Hill there. The Dolphins, of course, are contenders now, especially in the AFC East. They sort of swing the balance in their favor. A lot of the teams in the AFC are contenders. So if you take a look at some of the blockbuster moves that went down, it feels like teams that didn't make an earth-shattering trade or a free agent signing are getting left behind. Chiefs, we're kind of looking at you, though you do have that guy, Patrick Mahomes, and that chocolate cake-loving guy, Andy Reid. So I ask you, and Tom, we'll start with you, which team do you think needs to make a move? And plenty still to be made, plenty of free agents. We have the draft in about a month over there in Vegas. Who needs to make a move to contend and keep pace in the AFC?
Okay, I'm interested to see what the Baltimore Ravens do here over the next month and change. They're always a team that's going to play the compensatory pick formula. They're not going to be huge spenders generally in the first wave of free agency. Did make a splash with safety Marcus Williams, but initially thought they were getting Za'Darius Smith back. Then he backed out, ends up going to Minnesota. Who's going to rush the passer? They brought back Michael Pierce, another guy who got released, but he's a big run stuffer. Calais Campbell's a free agent. Justin Houston is a free agent. Being able to get after the quarterbacks, huge in every division, particularly in that one. Let's see what Baltimore might be able to do. They're also one of the NFL's best drafting teams, so I'd imagine they're going to be targeting one there as well.
a team that spent a ton last year, but hasn't done much this year is the New England Patriots. You spend all that money last year, you draft your rookie quarterback in Mac Jones, you go to the playoffs, and then this year, we don't hear much of anything. You know, guys have come in the building on visits, they've signed elsewhere. Is this enough? Adding Ty Montgomery, obviously trading for Mac Wilson, Terrence Mitchell, Malcolm, is that enough to contend with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills or this new formed Miami Dolphins team? Like, you got to spend now to if you want to play in this game. And right now, I feel like the Patriots have lost more than they've gained.
Maurice, I hear you. And you're asking the question, is that enough? I'm going to stay in the East. I'll do it, guys. Let's talk Jets. What's going on? J-E-T-S-W-T-H. They added some pieces. We like Lake and Tomlinson, and we like C.J. Uzama. Those are all good players, but is this enough? Because here's the deal. They are now the team in the East that doesn't have a dance partner. They're not on the dance floor. The Bills are the best team in the league, and the Patriots have that mystique, and they beat the Bills throwing three passes. And I have to say, I have to shout out right now, my younger brother Austin is watching us right now, having stayed up all night at Ultra in Miami. And he and Liam and Farhan and God knows what they're seeing or what they're thinking. They were up all night and they're still watching Good Morning Football. And they're reporting live, if you want to take them with any credibility, that their Miami buzz is everywhere down there. And everybody letting the beat drop to whatever European DJ is getting their Tyreek jerseys and planning their Super Bowl parade. And God bless them. If you were to go to an event this weekend at MetLife Stadium or at Barclays Center, is anybody rocking the Jets jerseys? Are they saying, yeah, we got this thing? I don't know. The indignity starts to kick in because yesterday, if you saw it, Tyreek Hill has his press conference introducing himself as a Dolphin and kind of laughs or snorts at the idea that he was going to join the Jets. It was like a little cheap shot that I didn't even think he meant, but it was insulting to the Jets fans. The idea, no, I'm not going to join the Jets. Here's what you do have going for you. The best thing the Jets have done in years in terms of making moves is the Jamal Adams deal. That looked great, but you have to finish. You have the pick now. You have to finish, all right? You got two top 10 picks. You got the four pick. And here's what I want them to do. Never mind, all the big fancy guys are gone and Tyreek didn't pick them. You have the four pick in the draft. Panthers at 6, Falcons at 8, Seahawks at 9. All teams that are thirsty, that are spitting dust for quarterbacks. Come right up to 4. Come up and get it, and we're going to get more picks. We got a guy. We think we got a guy. Come up to 4. We get a receiver at 10, and then we sell some jerseys. I think Sebastian Maniscalco is at Barclays tonight. I don't know how many Jets jerseys are going to be there, but they should start selling them soon, and they got to nail that draft.
You know who else we love, Kyle? Chris Ballard. We love him.
Sure.
What are you doing, kid? Broken record, speaking of music and Ultra, like, I don't know what to do. Do I like Matt Ryan? Yes. Is he an upgrade? Yes, but it's the AFC. This is an arms race. Did you do enough? Absolutely not. You have to be a playoff team. You have to be better than the Titans. It's like going into the season. Matt Ryan stood up there and he wanted to make the comparison to Tom Brady went somewhere else and had success. Peyton Manning went somewhere else and had success. Well, you know what Brady had? He had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. He and Peyton had Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. If you want to liken it to Matthew Stafford, he had Cooper Kupp and then Odell. Now, I love Michael Pittman. I have championed Michael Pittman as a fantasy stud year in, year out, with Rivers, with whoever, with Wentz under center there. But who else is he throwing to? Who else is that guy in that offense? And there's teams like the Packers that need wide receivers. The Chiefs need wide receivers. I know there's a lot of depth in the draft, but they do not have a first pick. They made a nice trade, whatever. That might be even for the future. There's some good players on the market. Go bring back Eric Fisher at left tackle. That's another question. Can you go get Stephon Gilmore? He's there. You need help with the secondary. Your girl's been telling you, trying to help you out here on Good Morning Football all the time. Bring in Julio to hang out with Matt Ryan, and then I all of a sudden feel a lot better on this team. And Kyle, I don't know if I can do it anymore. I don't know if I can keep going to this well.
You may just have to let him go, okay? You've been at it for a few weeks now. I don't know if they're as interested as you are maybe in them. You probably haven't dealt with that much in life, but I will tell you this. The Julio thing is just sitting there looming. This is how you deal with the Julio thing if you're the Colts. You go, hey, Matt, you know Julio better than anybody. You want to bring him in here? Does he still have it? You think we should pay and write this check for Julio Jones? And Matt Ryan will shoot him straight. You have the utmost authority on Julio Jones in your building right now. That's the guy.
Tom, what happens first? Ali Marpet comes out of retirement for Kyle, or the Colts actually make some offseason moves to help Matt Ryan?
Three most important positions on the team: quarterback, pass rusher, left tackle. They got the quarterback. They got a pass rusher in Yannick Ngakoue. I would imagine the next thing on Chris Ballard's shopping list is going to be the left tackle. They're not going to roll with the guys they've got. Matter of the prices being right, whether it's Eric Fisher or somebody else, there are still some guys out there.
Ballard was on McAfee and talked about Pryor. Matt Pryor will get the first shot at left tackle, according to the GM. Okay, at GMFE, with your thoughts there. Tom, while we have you here, you've been so incredible all week on everything. This has been the craziest free agency that you can remember, of course, covering. Deshaun Watson. He shows up at the Browns facility there in Cleveland yesterday. At some point, he has to be introduced. Maybe he's not. We're not hearing too many details on that. But there are some updates on his legal sitch in Texas. What are they?
That's right, Kay. A second grand jury in a different county in Texas declined to charge Deshaun Watson with any crimes in light of an allegation of sexual misconduct. The district attorney in that county says that case is now closed. Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, released a statement saying, in part, it's time for Deshaun Watson to take his place as the quarterback of the future for the Browns. I am fully confident that the Cleveland community will discover that Deshaun Watson is not just a great quarterback, but also an incredibly decent person they will be proud to have represent their city. Now, the Browns were aware of this allegation when they traded three first-round picks and more to the Texans for Watson. He still faces 22 civil lawsuits, as well as an NFL investigation that could lead to a suspension, even though Watson has not been charged with any crimes. Okay.
Appreciate you. The Haslam family is going to have to answer questions. Deshaun Watson himself, I'm sure Aditi Kinkabwala will be there when that happens, giving the best questions on behalf of all of us here. Notre Dame had an 11-win season last year. They had a top 10 finish, and a huge part of that was All-American safety Kyle Hamilton, who led this squad to greatness. And in the latest installment of First Draft, we get to know him a little bit better. He talks about his international background and shifting away from his family sport of basketball.
Action.
Rolls deep down the sideline, and it's broken up by the outstanding safety, Kyle Hamilton.
Some of my best skills, my range, my ball skills, ability to go up, attack the ball. Really like to go attack it, get picks.
And that ball is intercepted. That is the All-American Kyle Hamilton.
Kyle Hamilton, safety, University of Notre Dame. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Growing up in Atlanta, it was like a really big city, and people there are really cool. So my dad, Derek Hamilton, is a professional basketball player. Played basketball at the University of Southern Miss and played overseas in Europe and around the world. I was born in Greece because of that, so I'm a Greek citizen as well as American. I was in the gym a lot, and that's kind of our bonding point. Basketball was the family sport, but not for me. Ever since I was about 5 years old, I knew football was a sport for me.
Drilled by Kyle Hamilton.
It's a big comparison, but I try to model my game after Sean Taylor.
Kick off Sean Taylor.
He's a great athlete and did a lot of things well, and hopefully I can get to that level. I grew up a big LSU fan. Odell Beckham was probably my favorite player growing up. He was my screensaver in middle school. He used to repost his Instagram videos on my Instagram. Hopefully get to go against him one day. I'm telling myself when I get that phone call draft day that I'm not gonna cry. I feel like everything I've done up to that point is gonna flash before my eyes. All the sweat, blood, tears that's gone into the sport. It's definitely gonna be a moment that I have to step back and appreciate. But at that point, it's ready to get to the real work. So get to appreciate the moment, but focus shifts to being a pro at that point.
I can't wait. He's looking to impress people. His pro day is today with Notre Dame. Our very own Steve Smith Sr., who was awesome with Sauce Gardner, Will Selva, just yesterday at his pro day. He will be on the scene making his way across the country. Steve Smith Sr. in South Bend to get you the latest right here on NFL Network. And happy Friday to you. What a fun day this is, Will.
Yes, it is. Happy Friday to you, Kay, and to see Steve, our guy. You know he's got takes, and you know he's got a personality, so can't wait to see what he does at Notre Dame's pro day. In terms of Miami and KC, of course, we're still talking about that blockbuster deal involving Tyreek Hill, the Cheetah. And with that trade, KC was left with a void in that wide receiving core, but they did bring in reinforcements. They brought in Juju Smith-Schuster and also friend of the show, you know him, you love him, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Our man, Tom Pelissero, and NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reporting it's a three-year deal worth $30 million. MBS was limited to just 11 games last season, but
In 2020, he averaged nearly 21 yards a catch and tallied 6 touchdowns. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, surrounded by controversy and uncertainty this offseason. There was a whole scrubbing the team from his social media accounts. Then the lengthy statement from his agent about Murray's desire for a long-term extension. Well, we finally heard from Murray, who spoke at a charity event Thursday about his future in the desert.
For a second there, I was trending for like, I want to say like 5 weeks in a row. And I'm like, every time I get on Twitter, I'm like looking at my, I'm like, what are people talking about my name for, all this stuff? Obviously, you know, you got the whole, you know, social media stuff and then coming out with, you know, whatever it is about, you know, the future and stuff like that. But I'm honestly happy where I'm at. I'm just being where my feet are, keeping football the main thing, like I always have. I'm an Arizona Cardinal, you know. I've done nothing but, you know, give my all to the Cardinals. I will continue to do that. So I'm not really too worried about my future as a Cardinal.
As far as that whole social media stuff that he was talking about, he said there was nothing malicious with the purging of the photos involving the Cardinals logo. He just said it's just something guys his age, kids his age do, is they scrub their social media accounts. Either way, okay, guys, nothing to see. All is well. Nothing to be worried about at all. He cleared it up.
Kyle, it's just a thing that they do, like when I scrub my boyfriend's off my social media after fights, but not that, not like anything went wrong. We just, it's like spring cleaning.
Kids that age also, another thing they do is lie, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, but Kate, this would be like you doing it while you're still the relationship. That's the issue.
Yeah,
that's
I'm still in a relationship, but I'm like, I'm slowly, like one day he wakes up and he's like, wait, what? Yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on, though I'm hoping that we're just being cynics and the real thing is that they are ready to move forward, whatever happens behind them. I'm kind of glad that we don't know, because that would be messy. So figure it out in-house and let's get it going in the NFC West. Will, we appreciate you. More Good Morning Football on the way for Kyle and Tom and Maurice as let's well. Go. And Devontae Adams has the cutest Instagram story up right now where his daughter has his helmet on. It's the size of her. It's so cute. Go look at it right now.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yeah.
Hamilton has his pro day for Notre Dame. That today, Steve Smith there in South Bend. For that, we've got all of the fallout from Desmond Ridder, Sauce Gardner with Steve Smith. That's all on the show right now. We are joined by Tom Pelissero and MJD and Kyle Brandt. And all right, at GNFB, we've got to talk Chiefs. We've got to talk Packers, wide receivers, free agency. Time for the lead block.
Lead block.
Lead block.
On that lead one. Block.
Yeah, we love a Friday here on the show, and we love these mega trades that are happening. The Chiefs lose Tyreek Hill. He's in Miami. They added another wide receiver yesterday. Former Packer Marquez Valdes-Scantling signing a three-year, $30 million deal worth up to $36 million, by the way, in incentives, and that is according to Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. So if you take a look at what Kansas City has at skill positions, Mahomes, Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster, nice addition there. He has some MVS speed, I guess. And Travis Kelce is really the wide receiver one and operates that way, so we can't forget and discount that. Is it enough on the outside to replace Cheetah? And do Patrick and Mahomes and the Chiefs need more at wide receiver, Kyle?
Well, enough is a very malleable word here with the Chiefs. Is it enough to go up and down the field and give us crazy highlights and Mahomes throw for 4,800 yards? Yeah, sure. Is it enough to win the West? I think it is. That's a hell of a lineup you just showed. And that's a lot of speed and a lot of guys who have made huge plays. Their question is, with great success comes great responsibility. Is it enough to win the Super Bowl? Next season will be a disappointment for the Chiefs if they host the AFC title game, win it, go to the Super Bowl and lose. Disappointment. For about 27 teams in the league, that is an unbelievably great season. For the team in KC, losing the Super Bowl next year would be a disappointment. So is it enough? I don't think so. The Tyreek thing, I refuse to back down from this. And I think that Brett Veach and their front office has done a great deal. Marquez and Juju are good players. But no one is Tyreek. Like, the Golden State Warriors could say, well, we got Klay and we got Draymond and we're going to bring in this. You still don't have Steph. There are plays that Tyreek makes in big moments that no one is making. And I mean, not just the guys they have now, not just the guys that are all in the league. Like, there's plays that Jerry Rice wouldn't be making, that no one would be making. That's why he is such this generational talent once he gets the ball. And you can look at plays against Buffalo in the playoffs last year, a ton of plays all overall. So the Chiefs are going to be the Chiefs. Don't get me wrong. I'm wondering of when it's 3rd and 9 in the AFC title game and they're hosting Cincinnati or Buffalo or maybe someone else in the West. Is there that number 10 who can say, never mind, I'm going Roadrunner and taking this thing over? I don't see them there. They're loaded and they'll be great, but I still think that even the slightest drop-off from Tyreek down to these guys could make the difference in an AFC that is so good.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling's agent, Harold Lewis, messages me every Sunday in response to the posts I do on my wardrobe, commenting on my pocket square. I promised him I'd wear a pocket square today while talking about this, but I'm wearing a hoodie, so closest nope. I can do. Sorry about that, Harold. Listen, everybody's going to look at this and say there's no replacing Tyreek Hill, and that's absolutely fair. He's one of the rare players within the league. But there's a very clear philosophy here of what the Chiefs want to do. They want to add the maximum speed and get guys who can make plays after the catch. I want to bring up the numbers. This is going back to 2018 in terms of yards after the catch per reception. Mecole Hardman is number two in the league.
Good.
MVS is number five. Only averages 30 catches a year, but makes a lot happen after the catch. Juju's 23rd. Tyreek is 24th. Again, Tyreek's been one of the greatest playmakers in the league over the past handful of years here. Last year was not his best in terms of the productivity, but they've got speed. They've got guys who can do things with the ball in their hands. Andy Reid is willing to evolve. This offense is going to have to look different because you don't have Tyreek Hill. That doesn't mean they still can't be really dangerous with a 26-year-old quarterback who's one of the NFL's best.
Well, Tom, I'm never going to put anything past Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and what they're doing there with the Chiefs, but I'll say this. None of those guys that we mentioned, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, or MVS, have been number one wide receivers or performed as such. And so that's the problem. When you get in these big games, the Buffalo Bills games, where we always go back to in the playoffs, who kind of took that game over? Tyreek Hill. So you have to have a number one wide receiver to be able to do that. If you look at Devontae Adams in Green Bay, he was taking games over when they needed him to. You have to have a guy that can do that. None of these guys have done it. Juju, they tried in Pittsburgh. It didn't work out. Mecole Hardman, we're still waiting for him to explode. He's shown spurts of it, but never consistently. And MVS, like like you said, only played 11 games. And so the question is, who can be that guy you can count on, like Kyle said, when the game is on the line? And I'll go back to the last drive to get the field goal. They threw a quick bubble screen to Tyreek Hill, and he got like 20 yards in like 2 seconds, and he slid down. They called timeout.
Yep.
Who's going to be the guy that you're going to count on to make that big time play in the game? And granted, I don't know, but maybe one of these guys show up. Maybe you draft a guy to do it. But this game has always been about the players. And when you have a terrific one like Tyreek Hill, it's hard to replace him. The same way Green Bay is going to struggle replacing Devontae Adams.
Yeah, and I'm looking at you mentioned that Buffalo game. He did take over, and it is those big games. Look back at the Super Bowl with the Niners. I just pulled up the box score. It was Tyreek Hill who took it over. It made it happen. 9 catches for 105 yards. I remember a very distinct moment on the show last year, Kyle, where you were talking about not the drop-off, but just the lack of these big 50-plus yard plays that we miss out of Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not the plan for them going forward, but it is these big game situations. I would look positively to the star on their team named Travis Kelce, who has that ability, yards per catch. Yards after catch. His yards after catch, guys, was 6.1 last year. That would have ranked sixth in the NFL on that Tommy Fullscreen's full screen. So he's another guy to add in there, though he doesn't play receiver. He certainly is a star option in the passing game. I'd also look maybe to a guy like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know where he's a little bit of the draft shaft because he was taken super highly, but maybe they do get a little more out of their run game. It's a first round pick, of course, a guy who knows he can catch the ball. He's been injured, of course, but if he can stay healthy, he can get it done. And Kyle, MJD brings up the Packers, and if we're talking about teams that need to do more and are in desperate need of receiving help, like what is Green Bay doing?
I know. And the Marquez thing, we follow Marquez pretty closely on the show because he comes on all the time. And we're very familiar with what he does for the Packers and how Rodgers has always applauded his speed and how the progress he's made. I think there's a lot of similarities. You know, back to the Chiefs, I think the Packers comparison is apt. Like, Patrick Mahomes is still in the Greg Jennings phase of his Aaron Rodgers career comparison. It's so early. Like, Kelsey's 32. We saw Tyreek leave. In a year or two, we're going to see Kelsey not be on the team anymore. Rodgers then went into the Jordy phase, and Mahomes is going to go into that. So it's about your trust and your belief in Mahomes as a player. As much as we love Kelsey and Tyreek, like, those guys are going to come and go in the career of Patrick Mahomes, just like they have for Rodgers. I still believe in them. I still think they are the favorite in the West. I really do. And as far as the Packers, I still think they're the favorite in the North. And yet, I don't know. I think it's Rodgers throwing passes to Amari Rodgers and Randall Cobb or something. I don't know what they're going to do. And knowing them at the draft, they'll draft a right guard and a linebacker. That's just what the Packers do. Yeah.
I like that. I like the Indiana Jones Drew hat with the, they have to make sure the NFL logo was on it. It just had to be there. That's right. It's time. Grab that whip and that. What, give me this. There's snakes. We talked about snakes. It all comes together right here on the show today. Pro days continue. Notre Dame, yes, superstar All-American safety. Kyle Hamilton, he'll do his thing. But no, he is not the only star. MJD, Kyron Williams picking up some speed. What do you like about his game?
Well, Kay, you know, as Dr. Jones, Drew, we like to dissect the running back position. So let me get to some tape and show you what I've seen from Kyron Williams. And there were some concerns at the combine about his speed. Now, we see the toughness here. He's able to catch the ball, takes a big hit, helmet up, pops back up. He's ready to go. But let me just dive a little bit deeper, okay? He may have ran a 4.65. I love his ability to anticipate the cut. He sees it. Guys have done a great job creating a lane, puts his foot in the ground, explodes through the hole. Now we're one-on-one with the safety. This is where you got to get creative. Now, this is where the speed kicks in. He outruns guys from Clemson. You got to tell me this guy has some type of speed. Clemson's one of the top programs in the National Football League. Again, make the safety freeze, then hits the corner, turns on the burst. That's what you like. That's what you love about him. Now this is the best part about his game. It's the football IQ. Now, when you're in college football, anytime you're into the boundary, you have to expect what we call a corner blitz or a corner cat, as we see here. He does what we call a side adjust, right? He may have been supposed to run down the field or whatever, but he feels the blitz coming. Cuts his route off short, sits in the hole for the quarterback. The football IQ is off the charts. You see a lot of this here in both running the routes and pass protection, which we'll get to. But a great job of catching the ball, turning up, try to make the most out of it, understand that you are the hot route. Now, this is my favorite part of his game. And if you can't protect the money man, the money bag, the Monopoly guy, then you can't do anything. Now, this is the best part. You recognize the blitz, you cut the guy down, but then you jump on top, right? You got you a little pancake. Yep. Because I know we have Sean O'Hare on here, but this is what we call a little bit of syrup on top. We put a little bit of syrup on there. We don't need to drown it. We just want a little tad bit just for some flavor to get it right. Boom. Get on top. Make sure you protect your quarterback. Stand over him. Let him know, hey, yeah, I just did that. Kyra Williams is a baller. You know, whoever gets him is going to get a tremendous player. So I'm really excited to see what he can do. But that's just a little bit of what he's done throughout his college career.
Yeah, and he's trying to improve his draft stock today. It happens, and we'll cover it on NFL Network. We're going to go back to MJD quickly, Kyle, because I want to ask him about his mock draft. You can check it out over at NFL.com. But you have one running back going in the first round, a guy I've talked about a ton on the show, Iowa State's Breece Hall. He's going to the Bills, according to you. So just size up the class of running backs for us while we have you here on GMFB.
I mean, there's some really good ones. It's I think it's very similar to the draft class we have here on the offensive side. Like, no one thought there was a really good quarterback. You thought there was some really good receivers, a running back here and there. But when you really dive into the running back class, there's tremendous players all throughout. You have Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. Florida State has a runner in Corbin. There's a ton of guys that can go out there and make plays. And I'm really excited to kind of see who drafts these guys, where they put them. Dalvin Cook's brothers out of Georgia playing really well. They have two guys, Zamir White as well as another strong runner. It was great to see those guys compete in the combine and kind of see the times and how they looked on tape. All these guys can catch the ball out of the backfield. All these guys can run routes like receivers. They all are very physical and very explosive, and that's what you're looking for as a running back. And so I think you'll see a lot of these guys go, and Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, but round 2 to 4 is where you'll see a bulk of these guys go, which I think would be exciting.
There's a lot of tough guys, Maurice. I like Damian Pierce from Florida a lot. And back to Kyren Williams, you know, not big. And, you know, sometimes you got these guys like the Javonte Williams types who are only 5'11", maybe, but they carry 220. Like, that's a big dude. Kyren does not. However, you saw him in pass pro, and this guy is immediately on Scepter watch just for his quote alone. This is Kyren Williams coming to an NFL town near you. Quote, "I don't shy away from contact. I'm going to assert my dominance and let them know I'm going to be there every single play, whether I'm trying to run you over or in pass pro." And listen, that right there, that stiff arm, that pass block, everything, that is full-on Scepter stuff. I don't care. I actually like it better that you're small. And you know, the speed, it's glad that you show the two, Maurice, because he does run away from ACC guys. And this is when we start reminding everybody that Cooper Kupp ran a 4.62 and doesn't get caught from behind. When you put on the tape and they run away from elite defenders, never mind the 40. We love it. You're slow on the stopwatch. So I do love a lot of these guys. It seems to be there's a lot of them, maybe because they're not going first round or early second, that they're a little bit angry. But I'm into that, Tom.
You would like Damian Pierce, Kyle. He's got one of the great highlights of the past several years where he gets his helmet ripped off at like the 5-yard line, keeps running into the end zone helmetless, and then gets flagged because you're not allowed to do that. That's continuing the action, and it's a personal foul. I ran into a general manager the night of the running back workout at the combine, and he said, you know, there's 30-odd running backs who are working out here, and he goes, not a single one of them hurt themselves. There were ridiculous times. 6 running backs ran a sub-4.4 40, which never happens. Breece Hall was one of them, but there's a bunch of speed here. There's a bunch of physicality. It is a really intriguing running back group, which also might explain, guys, why the market for some of these veterans that we've seen in free agency hasn't been as strong as they might have hoped.
All right, there's also a guy that our Matthew Hamilton talks about nonstop, named Tyler Beatty. 1,600 yards, guys. He led Mizzou in catches. Think about that, at the running back spot. And he scored 18 total touchdowns. He's an All-American, so I'm looking at him as well. We've got so much to get to. The Cardinals, have they kept up with the other teams in the NFC? We don't give the NFC enough love. We're going to do it next.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Good Morning Football. It is Friday. There's an AFC-NFC battle, and we've got it all right here, right now, on GMFB. My name is Kay Adams. Thank you for choosing us this morning. Kyle Brandt is here, Tom Pelissero, and MJD wrapping up the week, and we have so much to get to. So, let's do it, guys. One last time this week. Lee Block.
Lee Block.
Lee Block.
Lee Block.
I won. I won again.
That was a good one. All right. Love it. He did win first.
Gotta win something.
Okay, remember before free agency when Kyler scrubbed the social media of everything Cardinals, his agent put out a lengthy statement basically saying, give my client a long-term deal. Well, we have not heard much since then until yesterday. Kyler talked about the situation. He talked about his future in Arizona. Take a listen.
For a second there, I was trending for like, I want to say like 5 weeks in a row. And I'm like, every time I get on Twitter, I'm like looking at my, I'm like, what are people talking about my name for? All this stuff. Obviously, you know, you got the whole, you know, social media stuff and then coming out with, you know, whatever it is about, you know, the future and stuff like that. But I'm honestly happy where I'm at. I'm just being where my feet are, keeping, you know, keeping football the main thing, like I always have. I'm an Arizona Cardinal, you know. I've done nothing but, you know, give my all to the Cardinals. I will continue to do that. So I'm not really too worried about my future as a Cardinal.
All right, there's Kyler Murray there taking a look at the heavyweights in that conference. So you've got Brady and Rodgers, the defending champion Rams, there in the division. And it's a good question, or it's a fair question, Tom. Have these Cardinals done enough to contend in the NFC?
Kay, you look at the list right there, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, but what have the Cardinals done? They brought back a couple of their core guys, James Conner and Zach Ertz, but talent out of the building. Chandler Jones is no longer there. Chase Edmonds, Christian Kirk, who got one of the ridiculous contracts in all of free agency. They're clearly doubling down on a team that won 11 games in the regular season last year. Obviously didn't play their best down the stretch and then ran into a bit of a buzzsaw with the Rams when they got into the postseason. If you're Kyler Murray, though, and I understand what he's saying in that clip there, you've made abundantly clear what your position is. You want a new contract. You want it now. And you'd also like to see the Cardinals making aggressive moves to help you out elsewhere in free agency. Instead, it's internal signings. They bring in Jeff Gladney, who didn't even play in the NFL last season. He was a first-round pick by the Vikings a couple of years ago. Let's monitor this. Let's continue to keep an eye on how this entire thing plays out. Again, we know that Murray wants a new contract now. He's due about $5.5 million in 2022. I do not anticipate Kyler Murray playing for $5.5 million this season, but it's still March. We got a ways to go.
For me, I don't think the Cardinals had to do much. Everyone else was doing everything for them. I mean, look at the Seahawks. You trade Russell Wilson. The Niners have their debacle with Jimmy Garoppolo. If you go to other places, the Saints had to go back and re-sign Jameis Winston. The Carolina Panthers have re-signed a couple guys, but they still have their quarterback issues. I mean, the Bucks, they're making some noise. If you go to the NFC North, the Packers lost Devontae Adams. I mean, you didn't have to do much in the NFC because the AFC has been doing everything. But the question is this team good enough to get out of the first round? They've gotten better every year, but it's been a slow uphill growth. It hasn't been the what you're looking for out of a first overall pick quarterback and a star receiver and all these other weapons. And so, yes, I think you're exactly right, Tom, when you say they need to do more if you plan on contending in the NFC. You're going to make the playoffs. I would say they're going to make the playoffs in the NFC, but is that enough? Is that it? Do you just want to make the playoffs or do you want to win a championship?
I don't even know, man. Listen, Russell Wilson gone, Niners experimenting with this new quarterback. It all sounds good, but I can't sit here and say Cardinals and contender in the same sentence right now. Let's just try to unpack some of this. We show the clip of Kyler saying, yeah, you know, I go on Twitter and they're talking about me and I just can't figure out why. Like, Kyler, you painstakingly went through your social media and removed any evidence of your employer who took you number one overall. That's a thing, dude. That's interesting. People are going to tweet about that. And as far as the contract, I really like how Steve Keim handles business. Why would he give a huge raise or an extension to Kyler? For what? That playoff game, we haven't talked about it much. That was a weird Monday night game that felt kind of surreal against a division rival. Kyler was on planet Neptune in this game. I did not recognize him, and I like his game usually. I don't really think he was in the building. I don't know what was going on physically or psychologically or both, but he did not play in that game. It was really bad. And I'm sorry this is so negative, but my God, that game was horrible for him. And then all the offseason stuff. Let's not forget, Keim and Cliff, they're extended. They have their deals. The organization has let it be known, like, we like these guys. Kyler, like, we think we like you and we want to like you if you'll let us like you. We know you like video games and you like baseball and you say you're all about football, but, like, that was the biggest game of your career and that was a zero. So we're not ready yet. And guys, this year, if they go 7-10, I don't know where we're at with Kyler. We're in the upside down. So there's bigger problems than, you know, they didn't add Juju Smith-Schuster in their wide receiving core in free agency. It was they were 7-0, that team. How many teams 7-0 get hammered in their first playoff game in history? I just don't think it's there.
That's it. What you just hit it. It's not just that playoff performance. It is a 7-0 start and a complete derailing after that. And that is not, it's probably the only team, Kyle, in the NFL where I don't want to see a Tommy full screen because I don't think the additions, I don't think the subtractions matter. There is something else going on here. And I like that Kyler, you know, that could have been messy, him talking in front of cameras. He handled himself pretty well. I liked what he said. But this is the full screen. Kyler versus the organization. At least how we see it, or at least suspect something might be going on there, given some of the data that we had. It doesn't matter who you blame or what side you're on. There's some sort of disconnect going on that they have to figure out in order to move forward, because teams do not fall apart after 7-0 starts. Teams that are loaded on both sides of the ball, teams that have Edmonds and Chandler Jones and AJ Green and all the, you know, D-Hop for a little bit, even though he was hurt. So they have to start pulling in the same direction before I can get on board with them or care what they lost, what they added, or bring up the word contender when it comes to them. And I say that, Kyle, and it hurts a little bit because I do love that team and I champion them. And Kyler Murray, to me, has more talent. He could be better than everybody that we got and everybody that we watch on Sunday. So I'm rooting for them to figure it out.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.